Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth with Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Today is a special edition that's just sparked by something heavy on my heart and just had a desire to pray for Willow Creek and all the things that it has been going through over the past several months and the past year. And so anyway, as I've been thinking about it, I just woke up this morning with a burden and saw that the leaders are going to be stepping down, both teaching pastors and the board of elders. And so I just want to pray for them. I want to pray for that congregation and for all the things that have been going on there. A couple of verses I want to share with you before I pray, because I really do believe that scripture informs how we pray for people. The first one is a really common one that you've heard before many times, 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the NLT. It says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun." And that's my prayer for Willow Creek, that the old has gone and the new will come. And I like what Jesus says in John 12:24 of the NET version. It says, "I tell you the solemn truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain." My prayer for the congregation of Willow Creek is that this death and some of this pain that they've walked through will be the soil that births new life for them, that out of the ashes, new life will come. And so one other scripture I want to share with you is kind of a long one, but it really, to me, typifies maybe the place that they may find themselves in. And again, this is not my church. I just have been watching from afar. But this is from Nehemiah chapter 1. It's the whole chapter. This is in the New Living Translation. And just listen. It says this: "These are the memoirs of Nehemiah, son of Hakalah. In the late autumn, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes' reign, I was at the fortress of Susa. Hanani, one of my brothers, came to visit me with some other men who had just arrived from Judah. I asked them about the Jews who had returned there from captivity and about how things were going in Jerusalem. They said to me, 'Things are not going well for those who return to the province of Judah. They are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem has been torn down, and the gates have been destroyed by fire.' When I heard this, I sat down and wept. In fact, for days I mourned, fasted, and prayed to the God of heaven. Then I said, 'O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of unfailing love with those who love him and obey his commands, listen to my prayer. Look down and see me praying night and day for your people in Israel. I confess that we have sinned against you. Yes, even my own family and I have sinned. We have sinned terribly by not obeying the commands, decrees, and regulations that you gave us through your servant Moses. Please remember what you told your servant Moses. If you are unfaithful to me, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands and live by them, then even if you are exiled to the ends of the earth, I will bring you back to the place I have chosen for my name to be honored. The people you rescued by your great power and strong hand are your servants. O Lord, please hear my prayer. Listen to the prayers of those of us who delight in honoring you. Please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put it into his heart to be kind to me. In those days, I was the king's cupbearer." Mind if I pray for you and for the congregation of Willow Creek? Oh, Lord, my heart is heavy and on so many levels, in so many ways, and I just feel the burden of praying for this congregation and praying for their livelihood, for their well-being, for their strength. And Lord, I thank you that in 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, Paul boasts about his weakness so that your power would be strong. And so I pray for this congregation that they would boast about their weaknesses, and in that state of weakness, they would reach for your hand and experience your salvation, your resurrection, and your strength. would you build this church so that even the gates of hell cannot stand against it? And I pray it would begin on the soil of honesty and integrity, that it would begin on listening to the cries of those who've been harmed, that it would begin on the soil of repentance, just as Nehemiah prayed. He was willing to stand up and say, I have sinned, we have sinned, they have sinned, we acknowledge our sin. And so, Lord, I pray collectively for that congregation that they would also have that same spirit of Nehemiah's prayer, that they would be willing to get on their knees this week, to take their eyes off the news, to take their eyes off all of the pain and the heartache, and to simply repent personally for their own sins and also for the sins that have been occurring within their congregation. Lord, we all in this nation, in the United States, we all have a crisis of leadership. We all struggle with the sin of pride. We all struggle with trying to build edifices to our names. And Lord, we repent of that now. We ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your forgiveness in thinking that bigger is better, and that building the greatest or the strongest or the widest or the largest is actually showing your favor. Lord, thank you for those beautiful leaders around the world who are serving you in obscurity, who are serving the poor, who are unnamed in the news but named in your kingdom. Help us to get behind those folks. Help us to financially support those folks. Help us to herald those people, those who are unnoticed but doing kingdom work. And forgive us for trying to do splashy kingdom work. And Lord, I pray that for my own church as well. We are a big church that I go to, and so we can fall into these very same categories. Help us to remember that your work is one-on-one. It is in the small, quiet places that we do the kingdom work. Lord, I lift up Heather Larson to you, who was up until today one of their teaching pastors at Willow Creek. I pray you would bless her. I pray she would find a new place to land. I pray her heart would be healed. I pray for Steve Carter, who led his own leaving, and I pray for his family. I pray for a new place for him to minister, or perhaps some space just to be set free and ministered to. Lord, I lift up the elder board that is going to be stepping down by name. I pray for Dave Lely, Harold Engelman, Paul Rigby, Warren Habib, Lane Meyer, Pam Orr, Missy Rasmussen, Michael Riddle, and Verlin Sutterman. Lord, I lift up these people and I pray that you would speak life into them, that you would help them to retrace their steps and find out maybe what went wrong. You would speak life into their hearts, that you would speak truth into their lives, that you would bless their families, that you would give them the time and space they need to reflect back and to really hear your voice after this very difficult situation. I pray for those who brought all of this to light. I pray for Leanne Mulatto and Jimmy Mulatto, who really worked at hearing stories and bringing them to light. I pray for Nancy and John Ortberg as well. I know that this must have been very hard for those two couples to say the things that they had to say with heartbreak. I know just from the outside looking in, I don't know them personally, Lord, but I know from the outside looking in, this was not something they took lightly. And it broke their hearts, and they also love Willow Creek. So I pray that you would speak life and truth and hope and healing into their lives. I pray for those who went on record and those who did not. I pray for the unnamed woman who retracted the affair that she said she had, but then she said she didn't. I don't know what's going on there, Lord, but I pray that you would give her bravery. I pray you would heal her. I pray for Nancy Beach and Vonda Dyer and Pat Baranowski, saying that wrong, and Mo Gerkins and those who have talked about their stories. And Lord, I pray for, I pray you would expand their hearts, that you would give them great empathy and a new ministry for for just hearing victims and being a part of what you're doing in the world. I just believe, Lord, that you are cleaning house, and you have always stood on the side of those who have been victimized. And when you walked this earth, you were the one pointing out the outcast. You were the one who was finding the people in the margins. You were the one tearing down the power structures of the Pharisees. You were the one that they crucified because they were jealous of you, because you appealed to the common man. Lord, forgive us for neglecting to hear the cries of the broken and bending our ear to the cries of the powerful. Lord, that is our sin, and we ask for forgiveness for it. Lord, would you give a new start to Nancy, Vonda, Pat, and Mo? Would you give them hope for the future? And Lord, for those who are not yet named or who have not gone public, I pray for them as well, if they have a story like this. And I pray for those listening today that maybe this is not their story. Maybe this didn't happen within the walls of Willow Creek, but it's happened in other places. It's happened in mission organizations. It's happened in other churches. It's happened in youth group. And Lord, I pray for a holy roar, a holy gumption to finally say enough is enough. I know that the enemy of our souls would love nothing more than to keep us silent, because in that silence, a wound festers. And as I've said over and over again, an untold story never heals. And I don't mean to proclaim that story to the whole wide world, but to somebody safe. Lord, for those listening today who have not yet told their story, I pray you would unleash their tongue to tell it to a safe person today, to get it off their chest, to understand that they did not deserve to be abused. They did not deserve to be targeted, but that they were the unfortunate victim of someone who is predatory and conniving. So Lord, I know that there are varying degrees. Some people have been sexually harassed, and some people have been raped, and some people have been psychologically abused, and some people have experienced abuse of power in churches. We ask for your help. We ask right now in the name of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, to clean your house. Pull down these facades, these toothpick facades of structures and leadership that has abused your congregation all over the world. And I don't pray this just for America. I know this is going on all over the world, where pastors and leaders and people in authority over others have been using their power structures to hurt and harm others. Father, would you expose that? But at the same time, Lord, we ask that you would also raise up men and women of God who are just loving you in obscurity. Help us to choose them as our mentors. Help us to look up to them, to revere them, to ask for their wisdom. People who have walked with God 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, who have done so unseen and who have not lorded it over the people who follow them. Lord, I can't know the entire story of Willow Creek. I can't know the entire story of what has happened and what has happened between Bill Hybels and others. I can't, but you do know. And I pray for him right now. I pray that if these things are true, and it sounds as if they are, but again, I cannot know for a verified fact, but I can trust the stories. And so I pray for him today. I pray for him. I pray that he would bend the knee. I pray he would repent. I pray he would hear your voice in the dark places, in the quiet places of his soul, that he would more long to see your reputation famed than his reputation. Lord, that he would value your glory more than his own, and that he would see beyond a shadow of a doubt that these kinds of actions, if indeed they are true, are the kind that break apart the body of Christ. He may have built an entire congregation, but it can be torn down so quickly by actions behind closed doors. Lord, I don't know. I can't say 100% what has happened, but if things have happened, Lord, I pray for his sake, he would bow the knee and repent before you. I pray for his family. I pray for his wife, Lynn. I pray that you would build their marriage even in the midst of this trauma. I pray for his son, Todd, and I pray for his daughter, Shauna, and the awful grief that this must be for them. Lord, I don't know how to even pray, Lord, because if I were in the situation, it would be so devastating and so difficult. So I just pray for that family that you would hold them together, that you would speak life over them, and that you would show yourself trustworthy in the midst of this shifting sand. Lord, I pray for the investigation that will be forthcoming, the independent investigation. I pray it truly would be independent. I pray that the leadership of Willow Creek would hear it, would welcome it, and would long to see dynamic change. I pray that since this congregation has been greatly influential all over the world, that what they learn would be articulated and would be disseminated and would be given as a gift to the body of Christ. Lord, we do not want structures in our churches anymore that bless predators and malign those who have been victimized. Instead, we want the opposite. We want to see those structures torn down. I do not rejoice in this at all. In fact, I'm agonizing over it. I'm hurting over it. And I know what it's like as one who has been victimized to be in the middle of all of that. And Lord, as I pray that good lessons will be learned, I'm also reminded of those who have been out there in the open, daring to put their foot down and saying, no, this happened, this is the truth. And all of the pain that they have endured and all of the wrath that has come their way, they have been accused of being satanic. They have been accused of smearing someone's name when all they're trying to do is tell their story. So Lord, just a special mantle of grace upon them, a special mantle of authority and a welcoming into new ministry. Lord, I pray that your church would be led by wounded healers. I pray your church would be led by those who've been broken by the church, because Lord, there are people leaving churches left and right. They are walking out the back door of our churches because not one person is talking from the pulpit about this issue. They are not standing up and saying, this happened to me. I was sexually abused. I was sexually harassed. And so many of us feel utterly and completely alone as we look around and think everybody else has it all together and we are suffering silently with the story we cannot tell. Lord, this should not be so. From our pulpits, we need to hear about domestic violence. From our pulpits, we need to hear about those who have been abused. We need to hear the stories of people who struggled. We need to hear that our church is not perfect. We need to hear it when there has been someone in our midst who has hurt our children. And instead of trying to cover up our reputation, we need to report it to authorities. And we need to say, we're sorry. We have failed. And Lord, I am over it. I am over it. I am over it. I am so sick. I am so sick of victims being maligned over and over and over again for simply telling the truth. Lord, let our churches be places of safety instead of these crazy places where people try to pretend everything's okay. Let our churches not be so consumed with reputation or fame or money that will do anything to silence a victim and everything to protect a perpetrator. This is wrong, and we repent of it right now. I pray for the Global Leadership Summit today and tomorrow, and the Willow Creek Association. I pray that instead of saying words from pulpits, that there would be a corporate kneeling, a bowing down before you of repentance, just as Nehemiah did. That we would say we are sorry that we have not been your church. We have not represented Jesus Christ, who loved the orphan, the widow, the outcast, the rape victim. He loved them well, and we have not represented him well. I pray for Tom DeVries as he leads the Willow Creek Association, and I pray he too would feel the weight of the pain and the hurt that victims have gone through as a result of these kinds of structures that have served leaders and not served followers. Lord. I pray for Steve Gillen, who will be leading Willow Creek in the next segment of their future. And I pray that you would give him a humble heart and a desire to just simply call for prayer. I pray for the congregation of Willow Creek that they would stop all of the fanfare and all of the spinning, and they would just corporately get on their knees. Lord, I've got plenty of sin to repent of. I could spend the next half hour, hour, 24 hours, 24 days getting on my knees and repenting of all the things I've done wrong. I am not praying this as a sinless person. I am praying this as someone who has been harmed, as someone who has hurt for those who have come forward, and someone who is deeply concerned and deeply loves the church. I would not be praying if I didn't love the church, your body. But your body is broken, and we pray today that you would send light bearers into the church, those who share their stories with redemption, not to bum people out, but to say, guess what? This happened to me, but God is greater still. He has used my story to change my life, and he has given me the kind of empathy that's necessary to hear the stories of others. So Lord, would you send those people in floods into your churches across the world? Humble people who are willing to stand up and say, yes, this happened to me, and this is how it was hard, and this is how God intersected that. Lord, I know that with these kinds of issues, there's also anger toward you. Why didn't you stop it? Why didn't you intervene? And Lord, I know that in my own life, I have asked that question, and I don't always have an answer to it, but I can say this. You have used my story to be a catalyst to love other people. And really, that's what it's all about, Lord. You, when you walk this earth, Jesus, you said that we need to know two things. We need to love you with abandon. We should love you so much that your reputation matters more than anything else. And we are to love others, particularly those who cannot love us back. We're to love enemies. We're to love those who are broken. We're to love others and love you. So Lord, today I pray for Willow Creek that they would get on their knees corporately, collectively, in their homes, and they would flat out surrender their lives, just as I am surrendering my life right now to you afresh, to say, it's not about me, it's about you. It's not about my reputation, it's about your glorious, powerful reputation. And that as we love you, Lord, you would give us eyes for those who are hurting. Instead of jumping always to hear the narrative of the strong, that we would listen to the narrative of the weak. Father, this is something we absolutely need to hear in our churches today. So Jesus, I pray for Willow Creek. I pray for those who have been hurt by this whole situation. I pray for the whistleblowers who dared to say something really, really hard that they had nothing to gain for and everything to lose. I pray that Bill Hybels will repent. I pray that he will hear your voice, that this wasn't just some play acting that happened all these years of ministry where he was one person in one situation and one in another. May it never be, Lord. May he bow the knee. And Lord, I pray for the church worldwide. Send those light bearers. Send those humble healers. Send the people that we would ignore to be the spokespeople for you, to be your mouthpiece, Lord. And like Nehemiah, we repent today and we say, we have sinned. We are sorry. We have fallen short. Fall afresh upon our congregations. Holy Spirit, do not leave us. Thank you that Jesus, you said that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. And in the Great Commission, you said, I'm going to be with you to the end of the age. We need you now more than ever. Bless my church. Bless me. Bless Willow Creek. Bless the churches in America. Bless the churches around the world. But as we ask for that blessing, we pray for the responsibility of loving those who are least in our midst. And give us the holy gumption to do just that. We repent before you. We worship you with abandon. and we praise you for what you will do and what you have do, and that your church will prevail throughout all of history, just as it has always done. We welcome your house cleaning, and we also want to be a people of clean lips, Lord. And so we humbly repent and bow before you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth a royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We bow down to your greatness and your power and your majesty and your might today in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm sorry my voice has wavered a bit, but this is my heart and it's my prayer for all of you. Thanks so much.